Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did Todd make the poop face before he ran out?
Oh, he went to get coffee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it was just coffee.
I love that after the side coffee sounded good at the end of the break.
4 seconds left to coming back. Some, yeah.
Whoever said Mike was right, that's who saw you guys. Mike, he's also known as George Jonestown Massacre.
I forgot we have a clock here that it doesn't work during that break.
He said he didn't witness any salad tossing.
Right. Yeah, that's information.
Yeah. He did not witness any salad tossing at you guys' table the other day. Okay, so at the waiting room.
Or anywhere in the venue, I think he said.
Well, yeah. I think he meant, I said it wasn't anything happening at your table. But speaking of Deadpools, Marla Adams, she was a Young and the Restless stalwart for years, dead at 85. Anybody have her puss?
Let's see.
Marla?
Marla Adams is her real name. I forget who she played. She looked kind of familiar. I watched Young and the Restless 100 years ago.
No.
And she was on it. Okay. Nobody
I've got
it.
A Nell Adams and a Faye Adams, but no Martha.
Marla.
Marla. Whatever. Either one.
They did
played Dinah Abbott.
I saw a couple of clips of Joe's on the correspondence dinner, and one of them was he had to make it obligatory, but both candidates are old. He said Jimmy Carr's sitting somewhere saying he can actually win this thing.
Still alive.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I thought he killed it.
Yeah, I wish I got to see more because, of course, he killed it because I love the bit at the end where he talks about his dad being his grandfather dying. He was a firefighter in Staten Island, which is a really conservative part of that area. And saying this is about decency and Biden's a decent man. So I thought it was pretty cool. But I heard his jokes killed, right?
Yeah, just before he did that thing about his grandfather, he thanked his family and friends. And he's like, my wife especially is here tonight. And he's like, she's been gracious enough to meet everybody individually after this event. Just walk right up there. He's like, don't be shy. She hates privacy.
Did he say that really?
Yeah.
That's funny, man. Yeah.
And she was laughing. I showed that to my wife and she's like, she's forcing laughing. I'm like, oh, have you been there before at a show?
Yeah.
Game recognized game.
She has. Right. She has. Nobody had her then, huh?
Nope. Okay. No hits. Right. No hits on her.
And also, there was an email from follow-up from the awkward, I got the picture, the awkward national anthem. And the guy worked for the Pac-12, Todd.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that came in like late Friday.
Someone asked what's going to happen to the Pac-12 network employees after this year. Unfortunately, the office folks, full-timers, getting paid at the end of May. Most of the production is farmed out, blah, blah, blah. This is also the guy that he's obviously an Omaha native originally, but he lives out west. He said he was working a camera at Rosenblatt. That's an old baseball stadium in town. And he was doing the camera, and some guy yelled at him about stand up straight during the national anthem.
Yeah, because we mentioned like that's the guys who never get yelled at is the camera guys who are working the broadcast.
Yeah.
Nobody yells at them.
He was yelled at. He said, well, take it up with my boss because I'm supposed to work on the national anthem.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus, people are jackasses, man. They really are. Yelling at the camera guy.
It's another reason we don't need the
And the anthem. Camera guys, too, by the way, most of the time still have their hat on, too, for that matter, in those situations. Because they have headphones on a whole bit, right? Yeah.
Well,
they're working.
At the Super Bowl.
Get rid of it.
at the Super Bowl. You know, you'll see that cut to a wider shot of the anthem, and you'll see the camera guys down front moving around, getting the shot. And it, they're working.
Right. Yeah, stupid.
That's Where was crazy. The unnecessary anthem? You witnessed the other day?
Oh, the draft.
The draft. Before night one
of the draft. It's not even a game. It's not even the game. Right.
Yeah. They brought some dude with an acoustic guitar out to sing the national anthem. It's like, no, just let's make the first pick and move on.
Yeah, that was stupid.
It
wasn't even a game.
Let's get this thing going.
It sounds like the Pac-12 studio, at least in the Bay Area, will be taken over by ESPN, which owns the ACC network.
So I was listening to
Cal and Stanford are in the ACC now, because that makes sense.
This is, I don't think his name's Dick. I think he just calls me a dick here. So I was listening to the podcast on the from the 25th. You guys talking about ticks and Tourette's. I'm driving down the neighborhood. My window rolled down, and I just slowed down for a lady to getting her dog as she ran on the street. Tyler was yelling, slut, 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 as my Tourette said. The lady freezes, glares up at me while bent down, tending to her dog, stands up straight, gives me the finger, and angrily walks her dog to her yard.
He got the finger
Thanks,
in
Dick.
His neighborhood.
Right, slut, slut, slut.
There's always a danger listening to this show with the windows down and the volume
up. We always love those stories, and that was a podcast guy.
What if the dog had been named Slut, and the dog comes running toward the car?
Come here, Slut.
It would be a great name.
That is, that's a great name for a dog.
Yeah, yeah. You would just shoot it.
Right. No. You could go out and yell Slut in public.
Yeah.
Slut!
That would be the best.
Get over here! Slut!
Anybody seen Slut?
The slut, not a slut.
No, but
that's one of the situations you have to get. You have to be a single person to name your dog Slut, because the partner's not going to agree on that. You know, I'm going to name it Slut. No, we're not going to name it Slut. Kids are calling it Slut around the house.
Let's name it after your sister.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And a Delta plane emergency. What, the slide fell off? What's that? Taking off or what?
I can't remember what it was during takeoff.
Yeah, why was the slide out?
Yeah, shortly after takeoff at JFK on Friday. New York to L.A. report the pilots, we felt some vibrations and a banging not long after takeoff.
Feel it.
Plane turned around, landed back at JFK, and they found that, the emergency slide had fallen out.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where it landed.
Yeah.
They said crews were still working. At the time of this story, crews were still working to determine where the thing landed. I'm guessing
somebody's going to keep it for their house and use it as a pool slide, you know?
Yeah.
I would just prop it up on your house and slide into the pool with it. You know?
Yeah, hopefully it landed at a kid's birthday party.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah. You could probably put that on the roof of the house. Those things are pretty long.
They are pretty long, right? Yeah. Right into your pool, you know, or just into the yard for the kids, you know.
But I thought they were like hidden in, you know, some
casing.
And I don't know how a slide falls off, but I don't know how half these planes fall apart anymore.
Yeah.
They just do.
Well, and JFK, I've only flown out of there once, but it's not really tucked into a neighborhood or anything. So I'm thinking that if it was shortly after takeoff, maybe this thing didn't land in a neighborhood.
Well, it might have landed in the water.
Yeah.
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 If they went over the ocean a little bit, it could have landed in...
it was New York to L.A. I don't know. Again, I don't know how...
It could have landed in the Mets stadium.
Yeah.
Right there. Todd and I flew out of there years ago. Yeah. I remember that report.
Oh, no. There's divers looking for the... was it Delta or United?
Delta.
Or,
yeah, it Delta says flight, Delta is fully supporting retrieval efforts and will fully cooperate and invest. And the 33-year-old plane was taken out of service. So.
33?
Man.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a lot of miles.
Yeah,
that
that's
thing,
about time to retire that thing.
Yeah, they everybody got off that plane and found another ride to L.A.
Well, I saw Southwest is like stopping service in four different cities and nothing where we broadcast.
Yeah, they were pretty small.
Syracuse and some other places.
But firing like 2,000 people because
Because the planes aren't coming in. They're not building enough planes for them.
They no longer fly to Cozumel, Mexico, and I forget the other.
Yeah, Syracuse is one of those for some reason. Cities. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I guess on the scale of things that we've seen happen here recently, losing the emergency slides, not the worst.
No.
But still, they had to turn around, go back to JFK, find another plane, and then everybody get on that one and then head to L.A.
Right. They're doing all they can just to normalize stuff falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a slide, just fell apart. Just a door.
It's still
nothing catastrophic.
Yeah, it still lands, though. That's a good thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
But, you know, if so much stuff continues to fall off, there's going to come a point where, we lost both wheels.
They seem to be pushing it.
Yeah.
And it says they were in the air for 33 minutes before they turned around. Now, that's probably a good... What, 5-hour flight, I'm
guessing? Why did they turn around?
Because the bottom line is, it was a longer flight, but you're right, if you got to land either way, so the slide is not there to begin with.
Right.
So say it was an hour flight, and you're 33 minutes in the air, wouldn't you be yelling, dudes, we got to land anyway.
Well, I don't
know. So why not land at our destination?
I don't think they knew.
But a 5-hour flight, they're not going to do that.
I don't think they knew what it was, because
even more troubling.
If I'm reading this right, they didn't. Until they got back and landed, that's when they they could look at it and go, oh, the slide fell off.
Oh, they just
did anybody see what fell off of the plane?
Anybody happened to be videotaping out the plane.
They knew something was wrong. They just didn't know what.
A banging and vibrations not long after takeoff.
I do love the fact that somebody actually thought about saying over the speaker, you know, we can't land without that. So we're going to go back. Well, dumbasses, we got to land when we go back.
You're landing once regardless.
I'm looking at this, and the only thing I can find that's a really good thing about it is it was an early morning flight. It was like a 7, 8 o'clock flight. So everybody still got to L.A. same day. It wasn't a huge inconvenience.
On a better plane, too. Yeah, a newer plane, obviously. Can't get much older than that.
I mean, that happens late at night. Everybody's got to spend the night at JFK or find another red eye. And then it's a big hassle.
All right, one more time here because we're still looking for this guy.
All right, Jason, your house sadly, tragically, completely destroyed. Where were you today when the storm rolled through?
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs. And it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life.
I thought it sounds like it's his wife there, doesn't it, for some reason?
No.
Saved my wife, you know.
No,
because she really needed a hot dog.
Right. That's beautiful.
And again, due to poor journalism, 2 News Nevada doesn't give us the last name of this dude. Doesn't say where he is. I mean, there's a bunch of destruction behind him, so I assume he's in one of the harder hit areas.
That's the guy we want to find. Right. And by the way, I did retweet the video of the creep that bites that kid's ear, and the actual video too, because I saw it. My phone just brought it up. Obviously,
that's weird.
Talking about
it's way too casual.
It is too casual, but it's out there. It says find this creep if you're in England.
And the kid's reaction is like, "Oh yeah, that's what he does."
Or he might do more than that.
Yeah.
That's the sad part about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you the link to Jason here. So
let's find the hot dog dude.
You can tweet it out.
What I love about the guy is that he didn't say I was at the gas station getting a hot dog. He said I was getting hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
I know.
Who gets one?
Well, it's a Saturday. You need hot dogs, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
There were very good hot dogs at the Nebraska Pride game on Saturday night.
But there were.
Hot dogs
tacos
taste better
too?
At a game.
Yeah, they do.
You think they have tacos there instead of hot dogs?
You'd think, but they have big, beefy hot dogs.
Thanks for laughing at that one.
Would you think?
You would think.
You would think.
Todd's not going to be wanted back now. Dicks.
Yeah. Trying to do a nice thing.
Todd's kicking. Right. We're being
You'll
nice.
Be like the dude on the check wall at the gas station.
We don't need your support.
Do not let this man in.
No, we love football. Yeah. Anybody wants to play football? Do you think the guy's going to wear those goofy things besides practice? I don't think so.
Oh, the big guardian the cap?
Yeah, I went to training camp last summer and watched the Steelers. And, of course, at training camp, they wear those, and rightly so. Except for the quarterbacks and the kickers. They didn't wear them. And at practice, they got to wear them. And I'm fine with that because practice, especially training camp, you're hitting each other.
They hit each other.
Yeah. But I don't see these guys wearing them during a game.
I'd be surprised if they do.
Unless some guy just recently had a concussion and he wants to play and he said, I got to do this.
I see it like maybe gradually moving over, like all the bull riders, some of them wear helmets.
Yeah.
I had the worst
inside their cowboy hat, and some of them just wear their cowboy hat.
I can't remember her name. She's usually on MSNBC, but she was hosting the NBC Nightly News last night. You'd recognize her. She's pretty good at what she does. But she had it wrong completely, the whole story wrong. She called them new football helmets, the whole story.
Oh, man.
And if I'd had a hammer, I would have just threw it at the TV. I said, no.
No.
Producer, tell her those are cushions that are fit over the actual helmets. That's what they are.
Yeah, they're going to have to get them with logos on them, though, too.
First of all, I see a lineman maybe wearing it, maybe an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
But I don't see I don't see a skill guy wearing that because they want to look cool.
Cap? Or are they called the Guardian
Cap? The Guardian
Cap,
yeah.
Now, I do think if they ever get streamlined, because those things aren't streamlined at all, and they might work.
But I'm sure the design of them the way they are is for a purpose.
Exactly, Puss.
You know?
Right. No, I'm saying I know they work. 20%. They said took 20%.
Yeah.
But I don't think guys are going to wear them.
I did see, I thought of you, Nick, your boy, Chris Jones, is it?
Yeah.
Retweeted something about that. He's like, this is so stupid. These things don't work. I'm like, the stats say they do, dude.
But here's the deal, which is what pisses me off about
just
that.
Just go hit the quarterback.
we got stats and science.
But here's the deal. The NFL, because I saw Goodell saying that, 20%, blah, blah, blah. But how come the NFL won't touch out artificial turf, though, will they?
Yeah, they do need to address that.
No, but they're not. No. They're not going to do that. They say they lie about that. They say, no, artificial turf's great because they don't want to spend the money on grass.
No, they're listening to the owners there and not the players.
Yeah. Right. And the other way around, they're trying to say, but look, we got to wear these goofy helmets.
Either that they're holding on to it for a bargaining chip for the next collective bargaining agreement.
Shut up, players, and put your big brain helmet on. Because that's where we're headed. They're all going to be big brain helmets.
Dark
eventually.
Helmet.
Yeah.
Space balls.
Yeah. But there's no logo on those things.
Yeah, they got to get them with logos if they're going to be game ready. Yeah.
I'm thinking of the guy on the Flintstones, and his name is
Kazoo.
The Great Gazoo.
Gazoo, yeah. Put your Gazoo helmet on and just get out there and play it.
I see maybe one guy this fall wears that thing, you know?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I think if a few of them start, then maybe it'll turn.
Right. Yeah. They will slowly trickle in.
They don't want to look at themselves on camera, though. They want to look cool. And that's what athletes do, especially young athletes. They want to be cool.
Yeah, well, then you put some stickers on it. Yeah. You know, put a little bling on your Guardian cap.
No fear. Yeah. Wombeck.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.